Now, it's time for the Cromwell Radio Football Fridays pregame show.
It's finally here. After many months of no football, the high school football season kicks off tonight with a great slate of games all across the area. I'm Eric Fry here on the Cromwell Radio pregame show, and I'm joined by Lane Blickham and Todd Stapleton, and we'll have a look at a lot of the area games, starting with Lane Blickham.
The Mattoon Green Wave had a very difficult 2017 season. They got off to a poor start, losing their first two games, and head coach Troy Johnson would like to avoid that same fate this year. However, the beginning of Mattoon's schedule is, as always, very difficult. The Green Wave start tonight by hosting the Triad Knights, a team that went 8-2 a year ago. Mattoon lost to Triad in the opening game last season, 48-20. However, this time, Mattoon gets to host Triad at Gainesfield in Mattoon. You can hear that one on 101.3 WMCI and online at myradiolink.com or download the MyRadioLink mobile app. The Charleston Trojans are coming off a winless 2017, but that doesn't mean expectations are low on Trojan Hill. Head coach Tyler Hanner is trying to put the building blocks in place to turn the Charleston program around, and it potentially starts tonight when Charleston will host the Canton Little Giants. These two teams met in Week 1 a year ago in Canton, and Charleston was defeated by a score of 26-13. Justin Rust is a sports reporter for the Journal-Gazette Times-Courier in the Charleston-Mattoon area. He says Coach Hanner is not shy about putting some expectations on his team.
It'll be interesting because Coach Tyler Hanner basically said he thought the team let some games slip away from them last year, that the team should have been better than 0-9. He's expecting the playoffs this year. That's the goal for the team, is to make the playoffs, because he feels they should have won two or three more games last year that they let slip through. And it is a tough schedule for Charleston, but he thinks they can be a 5-4 team. I don't think he's out of that realm. I mean, it's going to be tough, of course. They've got another tough schedule this year. You know, they've got their whole offensive line back, and that's a big offensive line. So if they can get the quarterback play behind that line, and they've got some decent running backs that have to fill in, look out for Braden Doyle. He could see some time as a fullback, and he would be a load to bring down. They're looking to win a few more games this season. I think they could, and they've got some talent on there. They're slowly building things up there. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and he's trying to get it to that level of, you know, expectations again.
The Charleston Trojans will host the Canton Little Giants tonight. You can hear it live on Victory 103.9, MyRadioLink.com, and the MyRadioLink mobile app. A new regime takes over tonight for the Tri-County Titans as head coach Brian Anderson makes his debut. Anderson is a 1999 graduate of Oakland High School. He spent a couple of seasons as a volunteer assistant right after graduation, and he spent the last 16 years as an assistant coach at Danville and then last year at Salt Fork. He's excited about the opportunity, and he talks about how his team has adjusted to his new style coming in this season.
We've been up and down in practice, to be honest. We've started coming along a little bit. We really struggled there for a while. It's a different philosophy. I feel like it's a different style of play. I mean, hopefully fans will see that on Friday night. So it's going to be a little different than maybe in the past. The kids are doing a nice job. They're working their tails off. They're doing everything we ask. And, I've told a lot of people this, but we got a bunch of guys that will run through a brick wall for you.
Tri-County opens their season tonight against Arthur Lovington at Wood Hammond with live play-by-play on Classic Rock 92.1 The Axe, MyRadioLink.com, and the MyRadioLink mobile app. I'm Lane Blickham for the Cromwell Radio Group pregame show.
Thanks, Lane. Now let's move on to the Effingham Hearts. The Effingham Hearts lost 19 seniors from a season ago, and none had more of an impact than Terrence Hill. It's kind of hard and near impossible to replace numbers like this. 2,188 yards, 37 touchdowns, and 222 individual points for all new season records. But let's not talk about what they've lost. Let's talk about what's returning, and that's Landon Wolf at quarterback, who has a strong arm and knows this system well. Nate Shackelford also had playing time at quarterback last year, but this year, moving to be more of a receiver. So we will see how the Effingham Hearts do as they take on Breeze Modern Day. This is a matchup that Effingham is very familiar familiar with is every season since the 2004-2005 season, the Effingham Hearts had opened the season against Breeze Modern Day. Hearts will look for some revenge from last year's lone regular season loss, 27-26 to Breeze Modern Day. Now, it was a down year for the Knights last year as they went on to win only one other game and finish the season 2-7, so they will look to rebound, led by returning senior running back Logan Ratterman. The Hearts versus Breeze Modern Day kicks off at 7 o'clock on 105.5 100.5 Jack FM. In other action, the Cumberland Pirates look to improve on their season. Cumberland's returning 21 lettermen from last season's team. However, this Cumberland team won't be the same smash-mouth football team that we have seen in the past. Cumberland has many quick skill players on offense. Coach Watkins will look to get involved, and Cumberland returns senior quarterback Gabe Hatfield, who was a first-team All-LOVC Southeast Division quarterback. He completed 61% of his passes and had 23 touchdowns, also returning for the Pirates. His first-team All-Little Okaw Valley Conference Southeast Division first-team unanimous selection, Dayton Mitchell, offensive lineman, and linebacker Dalton Atrum, who led the Pirates in tackles last year. Now, Cumberland is going to look to improve on recent history. They had a 5-5 record 2 years ago, an 8-3 record last year with a second-round playoff game. To start season, Cumberland will host Sagamon Valley in a rematch from a game last season. Last year, Cumberland did defeat Sagamon Valley 44-6 at Sagamon Valley. Sagamon Valley ended the season with a 2-7 record as they defeated Powell Hutt week one last year and then Tri-County in the final week of the season. So Sagamon Valley will look to start their season this year with a win like they did last year. Cumberland versus Sagamon Valley is on WCRA 1090 AM, 99.5 and 96.3 FM. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock for that game. Now for a check of what's going on in the South Central Conference, we go to Todd Stapleton.
Thank you, Eric. Week one of the South Central Conference finds the Vandals at home for week number one. The Vandals will take on the Gillespie Miners. Vandals coming off a 6-3 regular season, but then went three rounds deep in the playoffs. Gillespie went 2-7 a year ago, but they returned most everyone from their squad last year. As for the first week of the season, Vandals coach Jason Clay says you just want to get settled in early on and be able to build a bit of a lead.
Yeah, no matter how long you've been playing or coaching, everybody gets kind of keyed up for that first game, so just we'll talk to kids about that in our pregame meeting, and you just got to kind of, you know, get through the first couple minutes and settle in and play. You know, last year we got off to a real fast start. Marcus ran the kickoff back, and you know, I think we got another score pretty quick, and you know, the game settled in. We were able to put a few more scores on the board, and the outcome was good for us. So yeah, whoever can, you know, make a few plays early and kind of get settled into the flow of things and get calmed down a little bit, I think we'll be the team that, you know, takes the early lead and kind of hopefully it's us, and, you know, that's what we're expecting to do.
The Vandals are number 8 in the Associated Press preseason poll for Class 3A, getting 34 points altogether, ranked 8th in the state to start off the season. It'll be the Vandals hosting the Gillespie Miners tonight, 7 p.m. with game time, 6:30 with our pregame on 107.1 FM WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. Other games around the South Central Conference: Greenville coming off a 7-2 season a year ago and making it to the second round of the playoffs. They will be at Pena. Pena was 8-1 a year ago, won a share of the conference. Hillsboro, they were a playoff team last year. They will be at 8-1. Carlinville, 8-1 from a year ago. Carlinville, by the way, they are number 6 in that AP poll for Class 3A for the preseason. Roxana, they went 1-8 a year ago. They will be at Piesaw Southwestern. Southwestern was 3-6 last year. Staunton, they went 4-5 a year ago. They will be at Litchfield. Litchfield went 0-9. They've just got 24 players on their team roster, but they are playing varsity football this year, are the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Gillespie at Vandalia, Greenville at Pena, Hillsboro at Carlinville, Roxana at Southwestern, and Staunton at Litchfield rounds out the schedule for week one in the South Central Conference. That's a look at the South Central Conference. I'm Todd Stapleton.
Thanks, Todd. Now let's take a look at some other action in the area. Starting in the Apollo Conference, it'll be Macomb traveling to Lincoln. Muhammad will head to Washington, and it'll be Bartonville heading to Mount Zion, and Taylorville, they will make the drive to Mount Vernon. In the Little Illini Conference, Red Hill will look to improve on their undefeated season from last year as they head to Flora. Olney takes on Casey Westfield. It'll be Marshall at Lawrenceville. Paris, they head to Newton for a week one matchup, and Argentia Orienta, they travel to Robinson. In other action from the Little Okaw Valley, it'll be South Beloit traveling to Arcola. Sarah Gordo will take on Warrensburg Latham. Decatur Lutheran takes on Macon Meridian. Farmer City Blue Ridge takes on Martinsville. It'll be Catlin South Fork taking on Oblong, and Tuscola will take on Villa Grove. In the Central Illinois Conference, it'll be Kincaid South Fork taking on Clinton. Westville will take on Mohegan Central A&M. Pawnee will travel to Shelbyville. It'll be Sullivan Okaw Valley traveling to Nokomis, and what I think could be the game of the week, Downs Tri-Valley takes on Decatur St. Teresa. Well, that'll wrap things up for week one of the pregame show. Enjoy all the great football action tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.